KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Well, the preseason Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union volleyball rankings were released yesterday. And in Class 1A, Janesville is the top-ranked school, followed by Tripola, New London, Lamar's Galen, and Central Lyon. Bedford comes in at number 10, Sydney at 11 in the opening top 15. In Class 2A, it's Unity Christian in the top spot, followed by Western Christian, Sumner Fredericksburg, Dyke New Hartford, and Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. Also, Tri-Center checks in at number 7. Trainer is 13th in the opening poll. In Class 3A, it's Nevada the top spot, followed by Mount Vernon, Union, West Liberty, and Kemper Catholic checks in at number 5. In Class 4A, West Delaware is the top-ranked team to start the season, followed by Marion, Sioux City Bishop Helan, Clear Creek Amana, and Waverly Shellrock. Carroll is 6th-ranked, followed by Harlan in 8th, and Lewis Central ranked 10th. And also in the Class of 5A rankings, Bettendorf the top-ranked team, followed by Iowa City High, Linmar, Dowling Catholic, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy, rounding out the top 5. That's your preseason volleyball rankings from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. In Major League Baseball, Lance Lynn pitched 6 effective innings with the help of 4 double plays, and Yadier Molina hit a 2-run single in the 7th inning, lifting the St. Louis Cardinals to a 5-3 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks last night, a game you heard late here on KJAN. Lynn allowed 2 runs on 9 hits and induced 3 straight inning-ending double plays, including with the bases loaded in the 4th and the 5th. Trevor Rosenthal gave up a run-scoring single to David Peralta in the 9th inning before closing out his 39th save. And the Cardinals and the Diamondbacks will meet once again tonight, 7:45, the pregame here on the station when your friends are. Omar Infante led a 7-run charge in the 6th inning to support a strong start by Chris Medlin, helping the Kansas City Royals beat the Baltimore Orioles 8-3 last night in KC. Despite working on a pitch count, Medlin lasted 6 innings in his first start since September 27th of 2013 with Atlanta. The right-hander allowed 5 hits, one of them a 2-run homer by Adam Jones in the first inning, while striking out 6 without a walk. Medlin, who returned last month after his second Tommy John surgery, made 7 appearances out of the Kansas City bullpen before replacing Jeremy Guthrie in the starting rotation. Other notes from Major League Baseball, David Wright returned to the New York Mets lineup on Monday and ignited the greatest single-game power display in club history. The Mets set team records with 8 home runs and 15 extra base hits in a 16-7 comeback victory at Philadelphia. Wright went deep in his first at-bat since April, a solo shot that sparked the octet of round trippers. Wright originally came out of the lineup with a hamstring injury before he was diagnosed with stenosis. Wilmer Flores added 2 home runs and 5 RBIs to help the Mets overcome Jacob DeGrom's shortest outing since reaching the majors last season. Juan Lagares, Travis d'Arnaud, Michael Kadire, and Daniel Murphy hit balls over the wall before Yoenis Cespedes added a 9th inning blast that allowed the Mets to break the club mark for homers set in 2005, also at Citizens Bank Park. The two clubs tied an NL record by hitting 11 home runs total. Ryan Howard, Dominic Brown, and Cameron Rupp homered off of DeGrom, who entered the game with a 1.98 ERA before he was torched for 7 runs in 2 2/3 innings. New York has won 16 of its last 22 to take a 5.5-game lead over Washington in the NL East. The Mets have scored 49 runs in winning their last 4 games. Carlos Beltran delivered a game-ending sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 9th to give the Yankees a 1-0 win over Houston in the Bronx. Also, Pittsburgh beat Miami 5-2 behind J.A. Happ, who held the Marlins to 4 hits while fanning 6-6 scoreless innings. Andrew McCutchen put the Pirates ahead to stay with a 2-run double in the 3rd. The Cubs stayed red-hot by beating Cleveland 2-1 on Chris Bryant's solo homer with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th. Bryant's 3rd round-tripper in 2 games sent the Cubs to their 5th straight victory and 21st in 26 games as they solidify their hold on a playoff berth. They're 6.5 games ahead of San Francisco for the 2nd NL wildcard slot. Rusney Castillo drove in Boston's runs with a homer and a double and led the 5-4 victory over the White Sox in Chicago. Johnny Gomes slammed a 2-run homer and had 3 RBIs as Atlanta topped Colorado 5-3. Brandon Phillips belted a 2-run homer and Eugenio Suarez hit a solo shot while Cincinnati exploded for 10 runs in the 6th inning and they won 12-5 over Detroit. Josh Reddick was 3-for-5 with a solo homer and 3 RBIs in Oakland's 11-5 romp in Seattle. The New York Yankees have placed lefty CeCe Sabathia on the 15-day disabled list with a right knee injury that could end his season. Manager Joe Girardi said Monday that there is no timetable for the big left-hander's return, and he kept open the possibility that the 35-year-old Sabathia might not pitch again this year. Sabathia came out of his start on Sunday after just 2 2/3 innings and immediately went for an MRI. He's 4-9 with a 5.27 ERA and 24 starts this season. IndyCar driver Justin Wilson has died from a head injury suffered when he had a piece of debris hit him from another vehicle during Sunday's race at Pocono Raceway. He was 37 years old. Wilson's vehicle veered into an interior wall at the track, and he was swiftly taken by helicopter to a hospital. Wilson is the first IndyCar driver to die because of an on-track accident since Indianapolis 500 champion Dan Weldon died in the 2011 season finale at Las Vegas. Green Bay Packers wide receiver Jordy Nelson will miss the rest of the season with a knee injury. Nelson, one of the top targets for Aaron Rodgers, was injured on Sunday in a preseason loss at Pittsburgh. The team said Monday only that he suffered a significant right knee injury that would cost him the season. Patriots coach Bill Belichick said on his weekly appearance on radio in Boston that he thinks the team has agreed to a deal with veteran wide receiver Reggie Wayne. The 36-year-old Wayne is 7th in the NFL in career receptions and 8th in yardage. Last year, he had just 64 catches for 779 yards, his poorest season in a 14-year career that had all been spent with the Colts. Elsewhere in the NFL, first overall pick Jameis Winston looked pretty good in Tampa Bay's 25-11 victory over Cincinnati in preseason play last night. He scored on a one-yard run after going 3-for-3 passing during the game's first series, an 80-yard touchdown drive. Winston played 4 series, completing 8 of 13 passes for 90 yards and no interceptions. Titans coach Ken Wisenhunt says starting cornerback Jason McCourty has a chance to play in the season opener despite undergoing groin surgery. McCourty has a small tear in the groin muscle and hasn't practiced since August 6th. Tennessee opens against Tampa Bay on September 13th. The NFL has suspended Bears defensive lineman Jeremiah Ratliff without pay for the first 3 games of the season for violating its substance abuse policy. The league provided no details, but Ratliff will miss games against the Packers, Cardinals, and Seahawks before he's eligible to return to the active roster on Monday, September 28th. Brian Hoyer has been named the Houston Texans starting quarterback, winning a training camp competition with Ryan Mallett. Coach Bill O'Brien says he gave Hoyer the job due to his consistency and composure. Hoyer started 13 games for Cleveland last season. The Jacksonville Jaguars have picked up veteran Stefan Wisniewski as the team's starting center. He beat out incumbent Luke Bianco for the job. Wisniewski started 61 games during 4 years in Oakland and played through a torn labrum last season. Hall of Fame receiver Chris Carter has issued an apology for telling NFL rookies at a league symposium in 2014 that they should get a fall guy to help them avoid trouble. Carter posted his apology on Twitter after an ESPN article drew attention to the remarks he made during a presentation last year. He told a group of rookies from NFC teams in the session that if any of them were to get into trouble off the field, it was important to have someone who would step forward and take the blame. Florida State running back Dalvin Cook has been found not guilty of punching a woman. The 7-member jury delivered its verdict after a 1-day trial that included testimony of the alleged victim, one of her friends, and several of Cook's teammates. The victim testified that he also said he would be able to buy her in a couple of years when he went pro. Cook had been charged with misdemeanor battery. The school immediately reinstated Cook following the verdict. A person familiar with the situation says forward Michael Kidd-Gilchrist has agreed to a 4-year, $52 million contract extension with the Charlotte Hornets. He increased his offensive output last season and averaged a career-high 10.9 points, 7.6 rebounds, and 1.4 assists in 55 games. He was the second player taken in the 2012 NBA draft. And Iowa offensive coordinator Greg Davis says the Hawkeye offense has shown the ability to make more big plays in practice. The Hawkeyes open a week from Saturday when they host Illinois State.
George Kittle's had several explosive plays in the course of camp. Devon, Meerkat, you know, it just kind of depends on, you know, what's happening. But I think we have an opportunity to be more explosive. I think CJ, you know, looks for that a little longer, and because of it, I think just naturally we'll have more explosive plays.
Davis says the run game has a ways to go, but says that aspect always takes longer to develop.
First time we put goal line in, and actually scrimmaged it live out on the grass. You know, we all left the field offensively. We were disappointed in what our goal line looked like. And then when we got in, and experience tells me that it always looks like that the very first time you do it. So we had another rack of it about 3 days later. We had had a chance to walk and talk about pad level and all that. It looked entirely different.
We'll have Iowa football all season long here on KJAN. At the Check of Sports this hour, I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.